We just heard directly from Jesus himself in our gospel reading. Jesus just fed the crowd of his followers by multiplying the loaves and the fish before going off to be alone. Now, if someone had just generously helped you out, especially if that person did so miraculously, wouldn't you want to know more about that person? Perhaps that person would be generous again, which is probably what the people were hoping for when they went after Jesus and found him on the other side of the sea. Perhaps the people originally wanted more free food, as Jesus says, but soon we see Jesus drawing them in into a teaching moment. He tells them that if they are to do the works of God, they must believe in him, the Christ, the Anointed One, whom God has sent. Believing in Jesus is a true work that God asks for of each of us. As Jesus explains what this means, he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Now we know that this did not mean that the people who came to Jesus back then would never need to eat or to drink again. But what does coming to Jesus as a bread of life mean for us today? Our journey to Jesus Christ, who is the God of life, is not always easy. Back in the desert with Moses and Aaron, the Israelites were frightened by their newfound freedom and yearned for the security that they had back in Egypt, even if it was a security based out of oppression and maltreatment. It may have been a mediocre existence, but it was familiar and it was constant. And as strange as that may seem to us, that was comforting to them. Sometimes we too are tempted beyond the freedom we have. We fear to enter the freedom to leave our comfort zones in order to go where God is calling us. But we must remember what Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid." And Jesus says the same to us today. When we do the works of God in our world today, when we share Jesus' tenderness and his mercy, helping to transform the world, we need to remember that we are not alone. Jesus is always with us, walking by our side, even if we cannot feel him or see him. Jesus is always with us. When we face difficulties of any kind, let us remember Jesus is with us. Do not be afraid. My sisters and brothers, let us do the work for others that Jesus points out to us. This might be within our family, at work, at school, in our neighborhood, our parish, community, or even around the world. Being there for others is what Jesus asks of each of us. So let us together be those works of God, the love of God, the goodness of God. Remember that Jesus is right here with us. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.